Time for us to check in with our good friend, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech, is Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Just great. How about yourself?
Do you have your Halloween costume all picked out and ready to happen?
I'm all ready. I got to scare the kids in the neighborhood. We're going to be outside giving out candy. Can't wait.
Giving out candy and heart attacks all at once. That's what a good Halloween.
That's exactly right.
Boo. That's what Halloween should be. But before we get to next week, heck, Halloween's not until Monday, but we know everybody ramping up, getting ready for Halloween. The forecast is incredible, but it doesn't matter because you guys are rocking indoors, and you had Angie from Angie's List stop by yesterday and say hello to 200 of your closest friends out at Ivy Tech. Tell us about your fantastic luncheon yesterday.
Yeah, it was really, really, really great. It's an annual event that we have on campus, and sometimes we'll take it off campus, but, you know, now that we have the Cook Pavilion, the beautiful Shreve Hall, we were able to host that event on our campus at lunchtime. It's our seventh annual Cook Institute for Entrepreneurship, and if you read in the paper, Angie was here, and, you know, we just had, it was such a great event. She was so personable, totally relatable. Really down to earth. She said she was an introvert. She talked, you know, when she started this business, she was 22 years old. She was 22
wow.
years old.
If that's not entrepreneurship, that's a fresh start.
Unbelievable.
But what it does is it reinforces that age doesn't matter. If you're good enough, you're old enough. It shouldn't restrict your dreaming.
Absolutely. You know, and she did have some backers, but, you know, it's Angie. She's the one that created that business, and she really made it still, you know, as big as it is, still be, you know, almost like a, you know, she knows the employees. She really, she's right in the middle of everything. She has things like she mentioned yesterday that once a week she opens her doors and anybody can come in and just talk to her about anything. They get 15 minutes to come in, and it doesn't matter who they are. And she said sometimes people will come in and just say, well, I wanted to meet you because I've not met you yet. And then they have derby races once a year just before Indy 500. So they have teams of their employees, you know, build a car and race the car, and they do it right there on their campus, that she calls it. You know, it's just really making people feel that they're part of their own community and part of the company, and real down to earth. And, you know, she said, if you can't have fun, then what are you getting up every day and going to work for?
So that's exactly
really,
right.
Really relatable person. And
is she a native Hoosier?
She is a native
okay,
Hoosier.
Okay, so that's
she
even,
is.
Yeah.
She's from Fort Wayne.
Excellent.
Yep, she's from up north. Yeah, so
that's even
and I just
cooler.
Real quick want to thank the Cook Group, Old National Bank, German American, and Garden Villa for sponsoring that event. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and that's annual. That's the seventh one running, and you've had some wonderful wonderful presenters and speakers and everything that go along with that. So really cool stuff. You guys have so much cool stuff going on at Ivy Tech. I don't know if we have enough time to get to all of it today, but there's some really important stuff coming up. To help with financial aid, I never get this. Is it FAFSA? Is that how we say this?
Right, the free application for federal student aid. So that's the FAFSA,
and that's hugely important, right? Because it's got some deadline issues, and we need to keep an eye on that moving forward, right?
That's exactly right. Every state has its own deadline for students and potential students to make that application completed. So that you can also be eligible for state aid. And Indiana's deadline is March 10th. But the coolest thing this year is that they have opened the FAFSA early. I mean, before you had to wait until January 1 for it to be open, and then you could start your application. But now it's open right now, as a matter of fact, and for the 17-18 school year. And we're going to hold a special Sunday session on campus on Sunday, November 13th. From 2 to 4, and we'll have tons of people there to help you. We have computer labs that will be open where you can come in and get that application finished, started, whatever, or answered. So answer some questions, get your questions answered by professionals at Ivy Tech and across the state. So we're holding those kind of FAFSA Sundays all across the state. So it'll be great.
Yes, and again, don't put this off because before you know it, March will be here, and you don't want to be scrambling at the last minute to do it. We'll be at Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then Valentine, then March Madness, and we're all going crazy, and then you'll miss
the
day.
Exactly right.
So do it now. You've got all these wonderful resources. It's time to use them. Speaking of resources, for prospective students, you have three big events coming up that kind of touch all layers of what you folks are doing at Ivy Tech to kind of give people a preview of, hey, this is what we've got here. Take a look at it. So November looks to be, at least the first couple weeks, very, very busy.
That's exactly right. Our admissions team, led by Adam Gross, our director there for admissions, he has developed a couple of events where people can learn more about some of the programs that we offer. And so Friday, November 4th, from 5 to 8, and it's going to be part of the Downtown Friday Gallery Walk at the admission staff at the Waldron will be there from 5 to 8. Number one, we're featuring art from our students enrolled in the fine arts program. But number two, people will be able to get some information and details about the program, which is awesome. Then the following day on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 on campus, we'll be hosting a manufacturing day. So the School of Technology, they're going to focus on putting the tech in Ivy Tech in manufacturing day. So we'll be on campus then. That's on Saturday, November 5th. And then on Thursday the 10th from 5:30 to 7, we'll be hosting all our different programs. Will be available for people to come in and in Tree Hall and the New Cook Pavilion to come and take tours and all that kind of thing so that they can come and learn all about all the programs that we offer. So, you know, that was a lot to digest. So if anyone wants to know more, just give us a call on campus at 330-6013, and we'll guide you accordingly.
Exactly right. And again, multiple things going on with that, so you can take a look and see. Shreve Hall is, when isn't it booked? It seems like you have an event there going on every other day. And then,
yes.
What did I see coming up there? 11 local seniors are Lilly Scholarship finalists, so you're going to be the host for that, and you also helped select some of these students.
Right. With the Community Foundation of Bloomington and Monroe County, and Tina Peterson is their president, you know, they have asked that they could use Shreve Hall to for a couple of things. They're going to do their annual report to the community about the things that are going on at the Community Foundation, and they're also going to have all of the 11 finalists from this Lilly Scholar.
Didn't they have their spelling bee there as well?
I'm sorry, Sue.
Didn't they have the great spelling bee there as well?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. So, you know, we like to host events in Shreve Hall, things that are, you know, our partners in the community. So, you know, the Community Foundation, and you got Monroe County School Corp. You know, it's just a great venue. Of course,
it is.
Number one, it goes to our students. So if we've got things that, you know, we map it out through the year that, you know, for events for our students. But if there's community people out there that would like to use our space, we're letting them use it.
Does it still have the new car smell there?
It totally does. Oh my gosh, it's so great. It's fantastic.
So
people walk in there and they just can't believe it.
11 seniors selected as finalists. How did you pare that down? How many applicants did you have for that?
You know, I can't recall how many total there were. I think there were under 50, but you know, there's other people that kind of vet those, including the school corporation and things like that. So it came down to 11. I happen to serve on the board. It's an honor to serve on the Community Foundation board. And I was on the Lilly Scholarship Selection Committee. So we got to interview all of those 11 students. It was, you know, if anyone's worried about the future of this country, of our state, of our young people, you meet one of these young people and the things that they're doing in their communities, the activities that they participate in, the leadership, unbelievable leadership skills that these young 17, 18-year-old students, and students who have goals that are pretty incredible. I mean, it's very, it's a great experience. Read the story in the newspaper about these young kids. What you're going to see in the paper about these students is just the tip of the iceberg of the leadership and the activities that they partake in our community and making our community so great. So it's a pretty impressive group and pretty impressive program.
And I wanted to highlight that story because obviously the lead story out of Bloomington today with high school students and the Confederate flag, that is a very tiny representation of what's going on
Absolutely.
Here. And we need to point out the good things as well. Jenny Vaughn is our guest this morning. She is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. She joins us every Thursday morning. And a busy, busy time. It's always busy at Ivy Tech. It's always busy in our community. And what am I forgetting anything? Heck, I hate to let you go and say, well, geez, we didn't get a chance to talk about that. But we've covered a ton of things this morning.
Yeah, we have. I mean, there's just so much going on. I'd make a call to.
Oh, you've got an employee of the week. You want a faculty member of the week. Let's not forget about that.
Oh, thank you for that one.
Between Kelly, you and me, we can get this. We can do it. There's no Keith, but we can handle it. We can handle it.
Okay, so we have a new, I'd really like to talk about our new faculty. We have a newly appointed instructor and internship coordinator for our human services program. She's fantastic, Kelly Leach. She has a master's in social work. She completed her BA in psychology and sociology from Marion College, and she got her MSW degree from Indiana University at the School of Social Work, and she's just fantastic. We're super happy to have her join the faculty and to serve our students, and really excited about her. She just started this semester, so we got eight or nine new faculty started in August, and she's one of the new faculty, so it's great. And real quick, just want to talk about Sweeney Todd opens on Friday, so Ivy Tech Student Production Sweeney Todd. It's going to be a great show. So the tickets are selling very fast. I think Friday's show is actually sold out. So give us a call at the Waldron.
And that'll stop by and say hi. Very busy, and obviously First Friday and all that stuff next week. We'll talk about that. Have a happy Halloween. Enjoy the fantastic weather this weekend, and we'll hear all about your trick-or-treat endeavors next Thursday.
All right. Be safe.
Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate your time.